Juneau Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and here in the studio are my friends Bruce and Daryl from the Polaris House. Welcome back to the show, gentlemen.
Hi, Shelley. Thanks for having us again.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's great to see you guys. Daryl Wilkerson and Bruce Van Dusen. Remind our listeners, what do each of you do at the Polaris House? We'll start with you, Daryl.
Well, I'm the member representative on the board, and also kind of just pitch in wherever I'm needed there at the clubhouse.
Yep, so you're like the liaison between the public and the board.
Kind of,
yeah. Yeah, you're the communicator.
Try to be.
And then, Bruce, how about you?
Well, I'm the executive director. So I run around
big
directing.
Big job, you're the
things.
Boss, huh?
It's what some of them call me, yeah.
Tell me about some of the things you do and what the Polaris House does.
Well, my job basically is just to oversee the day-to-day operations of the business, make sure that we're abiding by the 37 standards through Clubhouse International. And we're located at 434 Willoughby Avenue over here at Willoughby Place. We're open 7 days a week, and we're there to serve the population of Juneau of adults who are living with serious and persistent mental illness. And we provide opportunities for recovery, opportunities for them to provide meaningful contributions to the community.
What's important about having a resource like the Polaris House here in town?
Well, I tell you what I think. We're a safe place. Safety is paramount as to where we are. And when a person with a mental illness is in the Polaris House, they're someplace where they belong, someplace where they're safe. And it's also someplace where they can go and contribute their strengths and talents and skills to the community, and provides an opportunity for them to be productive, to gain self-worth and purpose and meaningfulness.
Do you agree with that, Daryl?
Yeah, and I also feel that, you know, it just seems like a way to give back. Gives me the opportunity to give back. And other members, you know, it really makes you feel like you're useful rather than the old stigma of, well, you can't do nothing, or, you know, it and that's hard. For a lot of people, I mean, when you hear that constantly day after day after day after day, you do lose your desire. And we try to encourage them that they are useful, they're beneficial, they are a part of society, and, you know, we love them.
Everybody has something to contribute, right?
Right.
And everybody
Absolutely.
Wants to contribute something,
yes.
I feel like.
Yep.
What do you think people would do if the Polaris House wasn't here or wasn't available to them as a resource?
Well, there'd be more homeless. Oh. There would be more people needing law enforcement interventions. There'd be more emergency room visits. There'd be more admissions to the Bartlett Mental Health Unit. There'd probably, I'd say it's safe to say there'd be more admissions to the Rainforest Recovery Center. Search and the other hospitals would experience more people coming in with psychotic symptoms.
Mm.
So we really do. We help make sure that our members are housed in safe and affordable housing, and that they have all the supports that they need so that we can provide interventions before law enforcement is necessary or before an admission to the mental health unit is necessary. And we also help with other things too. There's a number of people who we support who are employed, and they use our services to support their employment. So a number of people could lose their jobs.
Mm. Well, we don't want any of that to happen.
No, absolutely not.
So this might be a good time to talk about the fundraiser that you all are planning. It's coming up next month. Why don't you tell us all about it?
April 26th, we're having a second annual spring. Try this again. Second annual spring festival fundraiser.
Yay.
And we're going to have dinner by Mary's Hole, catered by Mary's Hole. We've got a 50-50 raffle, a silent auction, which some of our donations already have came from the Prospector, 4 points, the El Sombrero,
get out your cheat sheet.
I thought I had it with me. One gentleman gave me his card, and I cannot. Oh, it's something pictures over in Marine View. But so we've got several donations already, and others still to come. And then Terry Tibbett is going to be providing the live music, along with we're going to have a special ending that I'm not going to give away.
Ooh, a surprise. All right. Yeah, no spoilers then. Boy, I love that food from Mari Sol. It's one of the newer Mexican restaurants here in town. So that alone is worth coming for.
Absolutely. They did a great job last year, and we anticipate the same this year.
So. Yeah, terrific. Mm-hmm. So how did it go last year with the fundraiser?
It went very well. Not as well as I had hoped, but
yeah.
For our first one, I think we did real well, I mean, overall.
All right, and this is the second time around, so hopefully it'll go well. Also, and I don't know if you mentioned it, the fundraiser is taking place at Elizabeth Petrovich Hall. Again, that's next month, April 26th. Silent
Auction.
Which
is a Friday night.
Oh, it's a Friday night? Oh, mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Do you know yet what time it's all going to start?
From 6 until.
So right after people get off work.
So mm-hmm. Probably last year we were planning 10, but I think we actually... Most people wanted to leave by 9, so that was somewhere between 9 and 10 this time.
Yeah, we usually announce the winners from the silent auction not too late in the evening. You know, and the winner of the 50-50 raffle doesn't necessarily have to be there for the drawing.
Boy, I love those 50-50 raffles.
Oh, yeah.
I never
it's
win.
It's very popular.
But...
I think last year the person won, like, I think it was a little over $250 or something. Something close to that.
Yeah, so the idea is everybody puts in something, mm-hmm. and the winner gets half the pot, mm-hmm. and the other half goes to the organization.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's so, a that's a lot of fun. People have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
And this year, Clubhouse International is putting on their seminar, and it's going to be put on in Benin, Norway.
Whoa.
And we're going to be using the funds from the fundraiser to pay for a couple members, I hope.
Well, the Clubhouse International Seminar happens once every 2 years, and really those are so important for us to be able to meet with other clubhouses through Clubhouse International, and we share our solutions to problems, and we share our successes with each other, and it's a training seminar, and we really learn a lot, and we can network a lot, so it's a really great opportunity.
In Norway, I mean, that's... It's pretty far, but from what I understand, they have a good healthcare system that we could maybe learn something from.
Hopefully.
More than one thing, I'm sure.
Right.
Do you know anything about the way they treat mental health?
I know a little. I know of a few programs like Open Dialogues where they really try to focus on what are all the things that we can do to help a person other than to just give them medications in groups. You know, so they really focus on helping a person tie up the loose ends in their thinking and in their behavior and provide support so that the person can internalize what the solutions are instead of, you know, trying to fight their way through it with medications. So Open Dialogues doesn't use a lot of medications, but they have other programs that do use medications that are somewhat more typical to Western medicine,
mm-hmm.
right? So they have I think they have... A very effective way with Open Dialogues of helping people.
Well, that's a great cause, and I'm actually very pleased to hear that members of your organization are going to be networking with international specialists and experts, I think it can only improve the services, the quality of care that you provide.
And that's what we're hoping for, yep.
Well, I definitely hope you get to raise enough money at the fundraiser to at least support this trip in part. Again, it's going to be on April 26th, Elizabeth Paratrovich Hall. Plenty of time to get that on your calendars now.
Absolutely.
It's a Friday night. It starts at 6 p.m. There's food from Mari Soul, silent auction, 50-50 raffle, and music with Terry Tibbett. Where can we find out more information?
At PolarisHouse.org.
Great. Anything else either of you two would like to add?
Stop by. We're open Monday to Friday, and we're always welcome. We're always wanting to have guests come in, people who are interested in to see what we do and how we do it. We're very open to having people just stop by. So it's nice.
Well, thank you both so much for being here today.
Thank you, Shelley.
Let's hear some Terry Tibbett right now and get excited about the fundraiser. Here's Sinai Moon.